Madame Rose Honey by Khalil Gibran. Part 1. Miserable is the man who loves a woman and takes her for a wife, pouring at her feet the sweat of his skin and the blood of his body and the life of his heart, and placing in her hands the fruit of his toil and the revenue of his diligence. For when he slowly wakes up, he finds that the heart which he endeavored to buy is given freely and in sincerity to another man for the enjoyment of its hidden secrets and deepest love. Miserable is the woman who arises from the inattentiveness and restlessness of youth and finds herself in the home of a man showering her with his glittering gold and precious gifts, and according her all the honors and grace of lavish entertainment, but unable to satisfy her soul with the heavenly wine which God pours from the eyes of a man into the heart of a woman. I knew Rashid Bey Naman since I was a youngster, born and reared in the city of Beirut. Being a member of an old and rich family, which preserved the tradition and glory of his ancestry, Rashid was fond of citing incidents that dealt mainly with the nobility of his forefathers. In his routine life, he followed their beliefs and customs, which at that time prevailed in the Middle East. Rashid Bey Naman was generous and good-hearted, but like many of the Syrians, looked only at the superficial things instead of reality. He never hearkened to the dictates of his heart, but busied himself in obeying the voices of his environment. He amused himself with shimmering objects that blinded his eyes and heart to life's secrets. His soul was diverted away from an understanding of the law of nature and to a temporary self-gratification. He was one of those men who hastened to confess their love or disgust to the people, then regretted their impulsiveness when it was too late for recall, and then shame and ridicule befell them instead of pardon or sanction. These are the characteristics that prompted Rashid Bey Naman to marry Rose Hani, far before her soul embraced his soul, in the shadow of the true love that makes union a paradise. After a few years of absence, I returned to the city of Beirut. As I went to visit Rashid Bey Naman, I found him pale and thin. On his face one could see the specter of bitter disappointment. His sorrowful eyes bespoke his crushed heart and melancholy soul. I was curious to find the cause for his miserable plight. However, I did not hesitate to ask for explanation and said, "What became of you, Rashid? Where is the radiant smile and the happy countenance that accompanied you since childhood? Has death taken away from you a dear friend? Or have the black nights stolen from you the gold you have amassed during the white days? In the name of friendship, tell me what is causing this sadness of heart and weakness of body." He looked at me ruefully, as if I had revived to him some secluded images of beautiful days. With a distressed and faltering voice, he responded, "When a person loses a friend, he consoles himself with the many other friends about him, and if he loses his gold, he meditates for a while and casts misfortune from his mind, especially when he finds himself healthy and still laden with ambition. But when a man loses the ease of his heart, where can he find comfort, and with what can he replace it? What mind can master it? When death strikes close by, you will suffer. But when the day and the night pass, you will feel the smooth touch of the soft fingers of life. Then you will smile and rejoice. Destiny comes suddenly, bringing concern. She stares at you